Hello and welcome to another episode of Legends Unveiled, where we delve into the lives of historical figures and uncover the stories behind their remarkable legacies. Today, we journey back to colonial Virginia to explore the Virginia countryside and the land of a little-known farmer. Our tale begins in the heart of the Virginia countryside, where a young man by the name of Augustine was a prosperous planter, and his wife Mary, a resilient homemaker, laid the foundation for a family destined to leave an indelible mark on the pages of history. Augustine, born into privilege and wealth, inherited the sprawling Pope's Creek estate from his father, Lawrence. With keen business insight and a vision for success, Augustine expanded the estate's operations, cultivating not only tobacco, but also wheat, corn, and other crops, elevating his standing in colonial society. Mary was Augustine's second wife, and she also brought her own inner strength and toughness to their marriage. Widowed early in life, Mary had faced tough times with bravery and determination. These traits would prove invaluable as she worked alongside her hardworking husband to raise their family. In addition to their roles as parents and stewards of the Pope's Creek estate, Augustine and Mary were deeply involved in the social fabric of colonial Virginia. Augustine, with his keen interest in local politics, served as a justice of the peace and a member of the Virginia House of Burgesses, where he advocated for the interests of his fellow planters and landowners. His influence extended beyond the boundaries of his estate, as he played a vital role in shaping the laws and regulations that governed colonial society. Mary, too, was a prominent figure in her own right, known for her philanthropy and community service. Despite the demands of managing a large household and raising a family, Mary found time to support charitable causes and provide assistance to those less fortunate. Whether through donations of food and clothing or acts of kindness and compassion, Mary's generosity touched the lives of many in the surrounding community. Together, Augustine and Mary embodied the ideals of colonial Virginia society: hard work, perseverance, and a commitment to the common good. Their marriage was a partnership built on mutual respect and shared values, and their influence extended far beyond the walls of their home. Together, Augustine and Mary nurtured a growing brood of children, instilling in them the values of honesty, integrity, and hard work. Among their many offspring was their eldest son, George, a child destined for greatness. From a young age, George exhibited qualities of leadership and determination, shaped by the examples set forth by his parents. Augustine's involvement in local politics and Mary's steadfast support provided the backdrop for George's early years, instilling in him a sense of duty and responsibility to his community and country. Born into a world of tobacco fields and sprawling estates, George's childhood was marked by the rugged beauty of the Virginia wilderness and the timeless rhythm of rural life. He was a boy of boundless energy and curiosity, always eager to explore the world around him and chart his own course. As George grew older, his thirst for adventure and his longing for purpose led him to seek out new opportunities beyond the confines of his family's estate. He immersed himself in the world of surveying, honing his skills in the art of mapping and exploration. Venturing into uncharted territory, George braved rugged terrain and dense forests, armed only with his compass and his wits. Through countless hours spent in the wilderness, he cultivated a profound reverence for the land and gained a nuanced understanding of its intricate features. Each step he took, each river he crossed, brought him closer to unlocking the secrets of the land and its potential. Guided by his insatiable thirst for knowledge, George mapped out vast stretches of the Virginia wilderness, charting a course for future settlers and explorers. But his journey was not without its challenges. George faced treacherous terrain, inclement weather, and the ever-present threat of danger lurking in the shadows. Yet, with steely determination and unwavering resolve, he pressed on, undeterred by the obstacles that lay in his path. Through his adventures in surveying, George forged a deep connection to the land and its people, laying the groundwork for his future endeavors as a soldier. His experiences in the wilderness would shape his character and inform his decisions, preparing him for the trials and triumphs that lay ahead. But it was on the battlefield that George's true strength would be tested. As tensions between the American colonies and the British Empire reached a boiling point, George answered the call to arms, joining the ranks of the Virginia militia. His courage and leadership on the battlefield earned him the respect and admiration of his fellow soldiers, propelling him into the spotlight of colonial society. During his service as a young officer in the Virginia Regiment, he faced his first true test of leadership. In May of 1754, while patrolling the rugged frontier of the Ohio Valley, George found himself at the center of a tense standoff with a French scouting party in what is now known as the Battle of Drummondville Glen. The encounter quickly escalated into a skirmish with shots fired and lives lost on both sides. Though the details of the incident were shrouded in controversy, George's courage and quick thinking in the heat of the battle earned him the respect of his fellow soldiers and set him on a path toward greater military distinction. With each victory and each triumph, George's star continued to rise. He was hailed as a hero of the Revolution, a symbol of the American spirit and the promise of a new nation. And when the time came to chart a course for the future, it was George who stood at the helm, guiding his countrymen through the turbulent waters of independence and forging a path toward a brighter tomorrow. But George's journey was not without its challenges. He faced countless obstacles along the way, from the bitter cold of Valley Forge to the political intrigues of the fledgling government. Yet through it all, he remained steadfast in his commitment to the cause of freedom and the principles of liberty for which he fought. And so, as we reflect on the remarkable tale of George, let us remember the young boy who rose from the humble roots of Augustine and Mary Washington. And though I don't believe there were any cherry trees harmed in this story, I cannot tell a lie that it was their son George Washington who would go on to become the father of this country and emerged as a beacon of hope and inspiration for a fledgling nation. His journey from the Virginia countryside to the presidency of the United States would be a testament to the enduring legacy of his parents and the values they imparted upon him. That's all. Well, I hope you enjoyed this short story about our nation's first president. We've certainly come a long way since then, for better or worse. Hey, if you like these stories, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications wherever you listen to your podcasts. For now, I hope you'll join me next time as we uncover more tales of courage, resilience, and greatness on Legends Unveiled.